This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to episode 2 of our video series, Porndemic. We are here to simplify academic research regarding the harms of pornography. The study that I wanted to share with you today is really interesting. The team of researchers have gathered and analyzed the video titles found on the landing pages of the three most popular pornographic websites on the internet. The research titled Sexual Violence as a Sexual Script in Mainstream Online Pornography. This is by far the largest study ever conducted regarding gathering and collecting samples and internet content of that nature. And as usual, and before summarizing the finding of this research, please find a link for the whole study in the description below. The team of researchers have found that 1 in 8 titles of that nature, video titles on these three pornographic websites, shown to a first-time user, someone on these sites for the first time ever, constitutes these videos, these titles, constitutes sexual violence. Such content that if they're found in your position at airports or anywhere else, they could be the reason for you to spend quite some time behind bars. And if this is the law almost anywhere around the world, then how could these materials be available and accessible at our fingertips without some supervisions and restrictions? Little wonder why this study is published in the British Journal of Criminology. Because they are suggesting that watching and consuming pornography of that nature may lead the individual, may lead the consumer to act out his fantasy and probably could lead such individuals to commit crimes of that nature. Most of us probably have heard of Ted Bundy, the man who have executed violently 30 women in the 1970s as a result, according to his own confession, as a result of his consumption and addiction probably to pornography. Not only that, but he had confessed that everyone he had interacted with in prison had a problem with pornography as well.
Ted, outside these walls right now, there are several hundred reporters that wanted to talk to you.
Yeah.
And you asked me to come here from California because you had something you wanted to say. This hour that we have together is not just an interview with a man who's scheduled to die tomorrow morning. I'm here and you're here because of this message that you're talking about right here. You really feel that hardcore pornography and the doorway to it, softcore pornography, is doing untold damage to other people and causing other women to be abused and killed the way you did others.
Listen, I'm no social scientist and I haven't done a survey. I mean, I don't pretend that I know what John Q. Citizen thinks about this. But I've lived in prison for a long time now. And I've met a lot of men who were motivated to commit violence just like me. And without exception, every one of them was deeply involved in pornography without question, without exception, deeply influenced and consumed by an addiction to pornography. There's no question about it. The FBI's own study on serial homicide shows that the most common interest among serial killers is pornography.
Now, we are not suggesting that everyone consume pornography would end up like Ted Bundy and commit crimes of that nature. What we are suggesting here is, and according to the study as well, that pornography has the potential to lead some people to commit such crimes. The research is very lengthy, and as I mentioned earlier, I left a link for the entire study for those who wish to delve into it in details, but it focused on so many areas. One of them is sexual scripts and pornography, and that is basically about the impact of pornography on our own social understanding of boundary of sex itself as a pleasurable activity and sexual violence, where to draw the line. The study also focused on sexual violence and pornography and how now researchers and debaters in this area have shifted the focus from the content of these pornographic websites being violent and the impact of these violence on the consumers and their behavior. If you will be able at all to go through the entire research and read the uncensored titles that the researchers have listed, your mind will be blown away, because these titles can suggest and can lead the consumers to actually go beyond the limits to interact sexually with their own family members. Incest is included, not only included as sexual activity between those family members, rather suggesting to the consumer to act violently toward their loved ones. The researchers then had classified these titles, these video titles, into criminal terminologies had it happened in real life situation, how a court of justice would actually classify such activities. Some of these categories are physical aggression and sexual assault, image-based sexual abuse, and coercion and exploitation. And the study suggested that this is the mainstream pornography. This is super prevalence on these three websites, and of course these websites exist in the millions, if not the billions. The message of this episode is that we do not want to normalize sexual activities to be equal to violence against women or against anyone. We do not want to degrade human beings through this beautiful relationship that we can enjoy with our loved ones. If you found the content of this episode is beneficial, then kindly share it with everyone, subscribe to our channel, and comment and share with us other research so that we can convert them into pandemic episodes.